Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Well, here we are at the podcast.
Yes,
here we are. Laughing at the smell.
No, it's just, oh.
It's a bit, it's a bit woofy in here.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard, the outrageous Scott Brennan.
Hi.
The punctual Toby Sullivan.
I'm sorry, I'm late. What are you giggling at?
Just the way Adam started. Well,
it's because we're in a cab.
Well, I'm here now. I'm here now. We may as well do it.
I've never really chosen to do a podcast in a cab before.
Oh, yeah, you've chosen to do plenty of things in a cab,
well,
but never
a podcast.
Yeah,
but never a podcast. It's that green tree's not doing anything.
Have we actually got a destination in mind? Or are we just driving around?
We're just going around. No, left. Around. Go left again. Just keep going left.
So we lost our Astrid got upset about us talking about her so much.
And so now we're in the fucking taxi cab.
And you actually have to pay for these things.
You have to pay for the taxi.
You do have to pay for a taxi. We will have to do that soon. But first, so we can have some money to pay for a taxi, a message from our sponsors.
He's looking for a boy.
Poster, eh? Little
bummer boy. Poofcast.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. How's your night going, Adam?
Well, to tell you the truth, it's a bit boring, actually. This bar is really loud, and it's not very comfortable. You can't really talk to anyone properly, and there's not really anything to do. Unless you want to grind up against total strangers in the middle of the dance floor. I mean, how humiliating.
Oh, Adam, you're not thinking straight at all.
What do you mean?
Adam, concepts like reputation and consequences have no place in a poorly tiled cum bucket like a gay bar. Here, try this.
What is it?
It's the Talking Puffy 10,000 Dignity Reducer. One toot of this baby, and you'll be having the greatest time of your life. For about 6 hours only.
But this just looks like a bottle of tequila.
It is, with a couple of Sudafed crushed up and dissolved in it. And it's carbonated.
Okay, I'll try anything once. Oh, is that sedatives I can smell?
Sure is, Adam. Sure is. Hey, Adam, how are you feeling now?
I can't talk now. I'm doing laybacks of this barman's packs. Oh, Scott, do you know Jorge? He's a milliner. OMG! Gotta go. They're playing Alejandro. I can speak Spanish all of a sudden. Ole! Colors. Oh, mommy needs to lie down.
The Talking Puffy 10,000 Dignity Reducer. The quickest route from A to regret.
One never knows when the homosexual is about.
Puffcast.
All right, it's time for the Gator Z. We are doing O.
Uh-oh.
O can stand for so many things, including if it was kicked in the side a little bit and was a bit, you know, melty on one bit, the shape of Scott's sphincter.
That was a very long bow to draw, Adam.
It was for a really cheap shot at your tacky date.
But so much quality.
I know.
But so good.
So, is for oral.
Yes.
O is for oral. Gobbies, head jobs, you know.
Blowies.
It's the lingua franca of gay culture.
Yes. It's kind of like shaking hands.
It kind of is.
Yes.
It kind of is.
It's a little bit like shaking hands.
It's at once a big deal and completely incidental.
Yeah.
Completely incidental at 3 o'clock in the morning when you need to pay for a cab.
Yeah.
Don't you, Wes Snelling?
you've been a victim of...
welcome to the victim. Show.
We've all been subject to the black cab's air kiss. We've all had a Zone 2 experience. And
I can tell you why I've been a victim, because the times that I've, you know, had a little bit of black cab...
Right.
I've already paid.
Oh,
I know. I've gotten the thing and I've paid, and then I've gone, I'm horny, and then it's happened, and then I've gone, well,
you
damn.
Should talk to the ombudsman about that. That is double charging. You should write a letter to your local member about that.
The ombudsman.
That is rude.
Gay ombudsman.
No, but
the gombudsman.
I have another friend who's bang up for paying for cabs with the furry checkbook.
Yeah.
And he always says he makes sure that he pays, because then he's not
kind of prostituting himself. He's doing it out of his own.
Oh, so he's got dignity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good, good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, he'll suck off the Indian cab driver by the primary school.
But at least I've got my integrity.
That's right, yes.
Well, I could run for president. I've got so much integrity.
Well, if you think about it, though, if, you know, it depends on the distance you've travelled. Like, if you've gone to Frankston, I'd go, that's a good value gobby.
Sure, but you couldn't make it for that.
But if, as one night happened when Wes Snelling decided to go from the Circuit Bar, which is on Smith Street, to the Peel, which is half a block down the hill.
Yeah. It's a journey of about 150 metres.
Yeah.
Like Usain Bolt could have made the distance in less time.
I think that might be the same driver who I gave my phone number to.
Ah.
Who called me every day for the next 3 weeks.
Wow. Do you want a ride?
Coincidentally, you also have a 1-3 no waiting number. If there's five or less and you're ready now, press one.
Well, as well as talking about oral,
I don't mean it, Wes.
I'd like to talk about, now that Wes is here, shitting where you eat.
Right.
I can never tell with this show. Do you mean actually shitting where you eat? I can't tell the difference between euphemisms and actual things anymore.
As Wes has discovered, you know, if you have sex with enough cab drivers, eventually you'll get in a cab and he'll be like, hey, how's it going? You're like, oh.
No, not tonight.
Not tonight, Josephine.
No.
Not tonight, Habib. but, you know.
Racist, you are racist, so wrong.
Racist.
You said Indian cab drivers. I just made one Middle Eastern. How is that racist? It's a melting pot. He could have been called Andrew.
Let's call him Sven. Let's imagine he's a Swedish text driver.
Yeah. Swedish text. Oh, yeah. No, imagine. I would suck off more cab drivers if that was But no.
Imagine he's a penniless, stinking Swedish IT student.
Or Irish backpacker.
If an Irish backpacker was driving a cab, he would steal it and sell it.
I'm racist.
It's okay to be racist. It's okay to be racist to the Irish and the Dutch.
Yes.
And the Germans.
And the Germans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be racist if they're white.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you can be racist if they're white.
Okay. Anyway.
I think we're going to a really weird place.
We are going to a weird place.
I wanted to talk about shitting where you eat. Yes. Basically, you know, you having sex with someone who you're going to bump into again.
Yes.
Is a nightmare.
Yes.
Even worse is having any kind of...
Liaison.
Yeah. Physical, emotional, whatever, with people in your workplace.
Oh, catastrophe.
Yeah.
Now, absolutely. It might be fine down at the call centre.
Well, I think they allocate a certain time during the day for it to all happen.
It's the only reason to work in a call center.
Yeah.
But when you're a comedian, there's, there's us.
It's treacherous, isn't it? Because a lot of comedy or a lot of any performing arts happens in leisure time.
Yes.
You know?
Well, a lot of comedy is just talking about what you've done, you know, the night before or the week before.
It's true.
Of course, you're going to get talked about to some extent.
And there's a lot of, you know, drinking involved. I remember there was young Celia Pakola did a show about her ex-boyfriend who was a comedian.
And
now there's a great big line down the middle of the industry on who's her side and who's his side.
Yes.
Sure,
yes.
There's not many people on one side.
Yeah.
A lot of people on the other.
I think somebody won out of that particular battle.
But, yeah. You have
to be careful.
You have to be careful, which is, you know, and that's what kind of freaks me. You know, when I found out that Tom Ballard and Josh Thomas were going out together and they're making quite a big show of it for a little while there, for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but no one really cared.
No one cared.
As he said, Josh Thomas said when he came out, no one gave a shit and no one really cared who that, you know, because...
But it's still, you know, they're going to see each other at gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After the breakup. That's why I never fucked any of you cunts.
In fact, you know, it's funny.
I feel like I didn't want to. You know, I'm gay.
I'm pretty sure that we all have at Club 80 at some point downstairs. Pretty confident that there's been some amyl and some...
It's just been a numbers game, really. Statistically speaking.
We must have fucked each other at least once.
Look, if you put enough monkeys in a room with enough typewriters, you're going to fuck each other over the typewriters.
Somebody's going to fuck Hamlet.
Yeah, someone's going to fuck Hamlet in the mouth.
He was a Swedish cab driver.
Oh, that's what happened. There we go. That's what happened.
Well, we should tell a story that we all have.
Yes.
Except for Toby. Poor Toby's left out of this one.
Well, oh. you never know.
Are you?
It's still early.
There's a comedian who we will call Alan.
Alan. Let's call him Alan Machiavelli.
He's not that clever.
I'm right here.
We suggested we call him Alan because that sounds funny.
Like, it is pretty funny.
Alan's a funny name.
It is a funny name.
So Alan.
Malcolm is also a funny name.
Alan is a comedian who none of us knew were gay until he told everyone he's gay. And then, but he was still in the closet. On stage. And then he came out and was born again homo. Don't you hate those? But yeah, there was a time when, well, we didn't realise we were doing a Talking Poofy gig at Midsummer.
Yes.
When Toby, you were unavailable.
I was in tax exile. I was getting my tits done in Thailand. I couldn't be there.
And so Wes was filling in for you, and said person was there.
Alan was there.
Alan was there. Mm. And we were all kind of talking about Alan. And realised we had all patched him at some point.
Well, actually, it turns out the point was all at around the same time.
Around the same
time. And he had told all three of us to not tell anyone.
Not tell anyone. Is that because he's embarrassed over us or we should be embarrassed over
him? I'm not sure. But the thing was, we, of course, went straight out on stage at this gig and... And just started telling the entire crowd about it.
By the way, as an introduction to his act.
As an introduction to him coming on next.
That's right, it's a midsummer gig that was hard. No one's going to be there to listen to it anyway.
It was at the carnival, outdoors, on the stage, in front of a lot of assembled lesbians, their dogs, and adopted children.
Yeah. But it was midsummer, so no one was actually listening.
No one was listening. Yeah.
Fair point.
But and Wes did try to pick someone up who walked past in the middle of the gig.
No, he was throwing himself at me. Which also takes me to another shitting weary, by the way. Having sex with fans.
Oh, yeah.
Because.
No.
Well, no, for a number of reasons. A, because they're very needy.
Yeah.
And also, too, because I thought about this and thought, well, technically fans are your employer, right? I mean, they're kind of paying your wage, which makes you the employee, which means sexual harassment, which means who wants to fork out all the money to sue.
Oh,
you know, I mean,
you've really thought this through, haven't you?
I had a lot of time on the tram on the way here.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So you might want to cut that out.
You never know. I did that once.
Mm.
And he was in high school when that was.
I did that kind of without realizing.
You did?
Well, yeah. And, you know, we had a bit of sexual intercourse, and we were going to go out on a date, you know, a couple of days later, and he'd made Facebook friends with me, and I got onto Facebook, and all over his Facebook page was, I'm going out on a date with a TV celebrity, like, clearly out of touch, but, I'm going out, and people are going, oh, who, don't you know, so-and-so will tell you, he saw me with him the other night, and,
oh my God. Like,
and I just went, okay, this is too weird for me.
Put it on the bottom of your school bag, bitch. Jeez, calm down.
Scott, can I point something out, right?
Yes.
Now, you know those shows that you used to be on, those comedy sketch shows? They survived on television purely through one demographic, right?
Yes.
Which was a group of people who spend 125% of their income being their pocket money. So now that those little kids that watch those shows have grown up and are able to buy alcohol.
Sweet.
Yeah. If you didn't date 20-year-olds, this wouldn't happen.
He was 23.
Do you know what I can smell? Do you know what I can smell?
What?
40. You're nearly 40. You need to let go of the little kids. Oh, my God. You're a rock spider.
I'm having a midlife crisis, Adam. I'm growing a ponytail.
And I'm intervening. Now stop it.
This is quite serious, isn't it?
Yeah. There's going to be punches thrown.
Have you told Wes how old your boyfriend is?
He's not my boyfriend. We're just dating.
Right. How old is he?
Oh, I've met him. Yeah. So,
Oh, right.
He's 21.
Mm.
I'm 17 years older than him.
Wow, you must have heaps in common.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's really, really old.
Toads. Lol.
Yeah. Rufflecopter.
Look, I'm just making hay while the sun is shining, as long as I don't stand in full sunlight.
Yeah, you know when they say black's really slimming, what they mean is the dark.
Yeah, right. To try a burqa.
No, you know what? I say good on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say good on you, Scott.
Thank you, Toby.
I think if you can bag some reformed Christian who's barely out of the cradle, then whatever. I'm just imagining in my mind's eye some born again gay that sort of emerged out of Hillsong. It's probably completely way off beam.
Yeah, probably.
But if you can bag a 23-year-old or a 18-year-old or whatever.
Oh no, that's just go, I wouldn't girl. Go an 18-year-old. That's just weird.
You spread your wings and do that.
I think as long as they're out, it's okay if they're out and comfortable with being a gay person.
I just realised
I shouldn't have come in here today. I really don't know if I've got a lot to offer.
Do you remember, now I want to go back to shitting where you eat.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that night you went out on a date with Alan, the comedian, and I was there?
Oh, God. No, go on.
He rang me and said, do you want to go to the movies? I'm like, yeah, sure, I'd love to go to the movies. Let's go and see, I think I went to Lantana, because, that's a laugh riot.
Yeah.
Were you showing off how smart you were?
Feel good comedy. I was like, that looks good.
Great makeup film.
No, it's only because it was on at the Kino and you could sit up the back with the three other people that are in there. And
and then, he shows up, not only with his fag hag, but Wes, on a date. Ooh. And I'm like...
So wait, was he on the date with you or me?
I don't know. I'm not sure to this day.
Oh, my God, your life turned into a Jerry Lewis movie.
Oh, my God.
It was like, whoa. Oh, it was like,
we should call him.
Yeah.
Should we call him now?
Let's ring him.
Let's ring him. Find out.
Every time we've brought it up to him, he's just like, yeah. And then just turns to another topic conversation, like he does in his stand-up. Like, okay, here's another joke.
What did he think was going to happen? That's pretty brazen.
I don't know.
I'm thinking threesome.
The other thought
with the fag hag as well.
She was going to drive you to the hotel. I don't know. He was going to turn to her halfway through the film and go, Astrid, book a queen size.
I reckon maybe we're just being completely self-obsessed and he wasn't interested in either of us. And or maybe that was his way of saying, I'm not interested after we'd pashed or whatever. Maybe that's his way of breaking up.
Well, I reckon his way of saying, I'm not interested, is saying, don't tell anyone about this. That's a pretty clear indication.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you start treating your relationships like it's the fucking Da Vinci Code, that's your first clue. It's your first clue.
Oh, dear. Well, let's get on the phone to someone who's very good at... paying for cabs in a special way.
Oh, yes, she is.
He's got some miles.
Yes, let's call Prue Lapse. Mm. Okay. Australia's favourite drag queen. Prue Lapse, how are you, darling?
Oh, good, darling. It's a big call. Australia's favourite.
Well,
I'm certainly the cab driver's favourite. I can tell you that now.
Where are you, Prue? We know you travel around a lot.
I am, yes. I'm actually on tour. I'm actually in Kalgoorlie at the Sequined Nugget at the moment. Just doing a little show with Helena Bottomfucker. Right. And here and I are just getting up and doing a couple of numbers.
You didn't have to catch a cab to Kalgoorlie all the way, did you?
Yes, I did. And boy, did that cab driver go home happy.
Is it a pay for scale thing? It's not just, when you get there, you give a certain service. It's whatever's on the meter.
Well, pretty much. Sometimes the meter doesn't even go on. Depends how it goes when you get in the cab.
Sometimes the flag fall is enough.
Yes. But I'm very subtle about it. Sometimes all I need to do is to sit down in the cab and go, I don't have a gag reflex. And that's it. The meter doesn't go on.
So is that the sign? I've always wondered what the sign was. Because, sometimes you'll get a hot cab driver and you're like, how do I get this one in my mouth?
Oh, absolutely. You do have to be very subtle about it, though.
Right.
Mostly I find staring at their cock with a bottle of Amel to, is really worse.
Yeah, right, right. So, yeah. so that's the opening gambit. That's
yeah,
the
first staring signal. At their cock and turning to them and saying, "Oh, this dress wasn't made for erections." Just gets them going every time.
What's the success rate? What's the strike rate?
Oh, well, look, you know, they love a cock in a frock, so I'd say that my strike rate would be a little better than you boys, because
Really?
I have seen photos of you on the net, and I'm doing much better than you two. But, yes, it's actually quite high. I'd say about a 70% strike rate.
Really?
Yes.
That's not bad.
That's significant. So how much money do you reckon you've saved in getting home?
Oh, hundreds. I'm like just a walking coupon, I can tell you that. Honestly, I've saved hundreds of dollars.
You're a little dribbling shopper docket.
Exactly. Oh, God, every now and then I have to get my perforations checked, but normally it's pretty good.
Although, on the downside, I know that you have spent a small fortune in Pine Tree air fresheners.
Yes, that's... Oh, yes, that's...
Your fur orange budget is through the roof.
So you got off. Well, some of them you get in, you can smell them right away.
Oh.
Yeah, you smell. Look, you know, you may be from a hot country, but it's not that hot here, okay, sweetheart? We have soap over here. You may just get in the Ganges or wherever and give yourself a bit of a splash.
Oh,
but no, we have soap over here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Look, I'm a drag queen. I'm supposed to be racist.
Oh, okay, sorry. Big pun. Take it back.
Is that like an exception? Like, do drag queens get some sort of exception from racism and other off-colour humour?
Yes, pretty much. You can get away with a lot in a frock. And, oh, God, I've gotten away with a lot. It's absolutely true.
They've got a special V-cat exemption.
That's right, for
being racist.
For racism.
And tell me, does the traffic ever go in the other direction, shall we say? Ah. Does the driver ever start it with you, Pro?
Well, you know when you're standing at a tram stop and then none will come for ages, or a bus stop, none will come for ages and six will come?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like the same principle. The traffic does go in the other direction, but it's always the traffic you don't want backing up on you. Right? It's all beyond, it's always, oh God.
Yeah, right.
I got in a cab the other day. Oh, God, it looked like Jabba the Hutt in a blue shirt driving. He took one look at me in my frock and, you know, the flag on the meter went up, if you know what I mean. And, oh, I couldn't get his hands off me. I mean, of course I rooted him. I'm not frigid.
Look, you are amazingly dedicated to your craft, Prue. You're the only person I know who insists on taking the toll roads to the airport four times.
That's true. And it is a craft, much like finger knitting.
Finger knitting.
Yes. Which is my middle name.
I think that was Scott's name in high school.
He's very quiet.
He is?
Yes.
I think you intimidate him, Pro.
Oh, I'm not surprised. We've had a history.
Oh, really? What
really?
Happened?
You have to share a maxi cab one night.
For a while.
Right. I thought so.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I hope the rest of the tour goes well.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we're off to Bendigo next.
Bendigo?
Oh, right. What's the gay bar in Bendigo?
Fingers. It's called Fingers. It's new.
Is it a piano bar?
Yes, it's called Fingers. It's a piano bar.
Yeah, no, I've heard of that. It's got a very good reputation. Yeah.
Yes.
And then a stroll around the park at night.
Oh, look, I don't even book accommodation, love.
Oh, thank you very much, Prue Lab.
Thanks, darling.
Karl Lagerfeld is such a faggot.
Podcast. Ooh, that's been exhausting. Oh. It's a lot of dirty talk this week.
Yes.
Isn't it filthy?
Jeez, filthy.
Oh, dear.
Now, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I get a few cabs every now and then.
A day?
Yes. But what the hell do cab drivers talk about on their mobile phones?
What is that?
The most incredible social lives. Every time I get in a cab, they're on the phone and they talk the entire trip. Really muttered, really low. Like it's all kind of secretive.
Yeah, yeah.
But what the hell are they talking about? Like, all they're doing is driving around. They can't have that much to talk about.
Just hear the odd snatches of disquieting words like, alone.
Yeah.
vulnerable. Rich.
Well, they're not talking about Scott.
It just, I don't know, what the hell did
it? I don't know, is it a cultural thing or is it just cab drivers?
I don't know, or maybe it's just so boring driving cabs that you've just got to talk to someone talk shit.
I like driving around. I would have Glee up really loud. It'd be awesome.
You'd have, like, you know, a glitter ceiling.
People would get in my cab and go, we want to go to, oh, hang on, I love this one. Stop going,
No, but you should be grateful for small mercies, because every second they're talking on their phone is a second they're not talking to you.
Yes. And asking you to share their opinions about things.
A friend of mine from Twitter, Adam, said, he posted the other day, I would pay extra for a cab service that didn't talk.
I reckon I would too.
Yeah. $5. I'd pay a $5 levy if you just didn't talk to me.
Yeah.
Because whenever maybe they talk, it's always such shit. It's always complaining about drivers or a lot of traffic today. Or
just regurgitating crap they've read in the bloody newspaper from some right-wing columnist.
Yes. I reckon this is what we need to do. We need to pool our money and invest in a cab service with drivers that are all mutes. We will make an absolute killing. Yeah, if we could get Helen Keller into the front seat of a cab. Yes.
I have found a gigantic hole in your argument.
Oh, really?
Not like the one in your trousers.
No, thanks.
Who would order the McDonald's when you went to the drive-thru?
Oh, shit. All
right. Because, you know, you shout from the back, you go, and I want one of these, and then he relays it to the guy, and you get...
He leans out the window and goes, one back, one cheeseburger, two.
And you just get, like, a mystery bag. It's awesome. Not a fillet of fish that you didn't want.
You know, I would pay, I'd pay extra for a lot of things if I could just sort of tailor-make it. Like, I would pay extra for planes, for no-kids planes.
No-kids planes.
Yes.
No-kids airfares. I'd pay extra for...
I'd pay extra for a no-prams cafe.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'd pay double for a no-prams cafe.
Yeah.
What else would you pay extra for? I have like a little cab service of like, there's like six people in.
Oh yeah, one of those little
the network
gangs. Yeah. Peter's got one of those.
And they one night when we were doing the Talking Puffy live show, I rang them and said, oh, I've got to go and fly, and I was like, well, you know, we have to, there's a certain rule with Talking Puffy where we have to write the show for an hour beforehand, which means I can't drive on my peas. And so I got the cab and he turned up, and it wasn't a cab, it was a limo. So I got a limo into the town hall to hand out photocopied flyers for this half-assed show.
Great.
So yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'll pay extra.
Yeah, great.
I will always pay. I once stayed at a hotel that had no kids pool.
Amazing.
It was awesome. A no kids, no mobile phones pool.
Oh,
it was
great.
And, you know, in fairness, there's probably someone who would pay extra for a no fussy bullshit homosexuals radio station.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to oblige.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Well, we should... look, before we get on to the community billboard, I would like to suggest a new segment.
Yes.
Yes.
The floor is open. You have the conch.
We have had a lot of, a lot of people sending in Gaydars of the Week, and we love them.
Mm.
We would love to do more of them, but, you know, our eyes are sore. looking at headless fuckwits. So, remember a few weeks ago when we talked about... Hamish Blake.
Yes.
How we wanted to fuck him.
In a fort made of cushions.
In a fort made of cushions.
Yes.
That's images stayed with me on a number of occasions.
I have come up with a new segment called Would Ya? Which the answer to which is always yes.
Yes, obviously.
But the
but how long would you think about it before you say yes?
Oh, I think it is, would you tell anyone?
Of course you would. Would you own up to it?
Yeah, you do.
Great, great.
Yeah.
Would you tell anyone?
Good game.
Would you get straight onto Facebook?
Well, so the first one, we've already had Hamish.
Our inaugural Woodja, the Woodja Awards.
The Woodja Awards, and I have a reason for this one. It's the Today Show's Carl Stefanovic.
Oh.
You might have seen him on 60 Minutes or maybe A Current Affair if you watch any of that trashy telly.
Mm.
Carl Stefanovic, or Itch.
All right.
It's definitely not Peter the Brother. I wouldn't go there.
No, I would, under very specific circumstances.
Right.
It would have to be like I would fuck him in the toilets at a wedding we were both at.
That is quite specific.
I reckon he would do that.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you need an exit plan. Like, you don't want to have to... you know, get dressed or anything. You want to just like bam and get straight back to dancing to Oh What a Night on the Parker Tree. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to spend the night with the guy.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes. I'm right with you. I think my preferred situation would be if we both went for the same cab at the same time.
Ah.
And that was how we figured out who got the cab. We just got in the back. Rumpy pumpy.
And you would fuck Carl Stefanovic out of the cab.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a Survivor challenge. See, I totally would lock, stock and barrel. No caveats, no
really
anything. Do it.
And this is like, if you had asked me, you know, a couple of years ago, I would have said, oh no, he's like Rove. He's really sweet and nice, but there's no sexuality to the man. He's just, you know.
What turned you around?
I disagree.
Whereas I met him at a function, like a Today Show function.
So not a wedding?
No.
Right.
And the man is charming as anything.
Like, he's cheeky. Oh.
He talks to you like he is interested in everything you say, and you kind of get the feeling you're just like, I think he wants to fuck me. I really think he wants to fuck me.
And so you start thinking about it.
You start thinking about it a lot because he's the epitome of charming. Like, you know, and not in a sleazy way,
I know what you mean. Some people have just got really megawatt charm.
Yeah.
And you just can't. Do you know who I met? And
I know he wasn't listening to a word I said, but he seemed really interested.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know who else had that blast from the past? And I wouldn't, for the record. Jeff Kennett.
Yeah, oh, right. He's charming.
He was amazing.
He
was just, I was like, oh, Mr. Kennett. Close me down.
Mr. Kennett. Privatize me.
Yeah, he was amazing. No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, just
really powerful.
People who just have a thing.
So do you reckon he would?
Carl?
Mm.
I don't know. But it would explain his bald spot. He's very short.
Right.
You know what? I love watching the Today Show and thinking, how long was the meeting they had about the height of the chairs so that they could have their heads perfectly even?
Right, yeah.
Because Carl's sitting up quite high and leaning over a little bit.
There's some stagehand, and that's their full-time job.
It's Crystal from Hey Hey.
Oh, God.
I was going to say, it's poor old Stevie Jacobs has to do a double shift just to stay on the payroll.
What about Stephen Jacobs, would you?
Would I?
Oh, no, I don't think I would.
Even though he's not gay, he has got some aging faggot thing going on.
He has got an aging twink thing going on, definitely.
Do you know what? I would, but I would tell no one. I would deny it even to myself.
Yeah.
I would not tell a soul. It would be like eating in bed. You wouldn't tell a soul.
I would do it as long as I could bludgeon him afterwards.
Are we in Oz? Is this a prison drama?
Yeah, yeah. I would want to beat him up afterwards. I can't really explain why, but I would want to beat him up.
Your internalised homophobia just became external.
No, it's actually my internalised hatred of Steve Jacobs.
You would bash him up?
Yeah, and then dump his body.
I can't believe you'd fuck him, bash him, kill him.
Is he our people?
No, he got married just recently.
I didn't think so.
No, he's short and he has a tiny dog, but no. He, for all intents and purposes, he is one, but no.
Yeah, right.
Like Rove, you know.
Yeah, true.
Look, walks like a duck, smells like a duck, but has
not
sex
a duck
with women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a duck.
His favourite song is Dancing Queen Rove. It's, you know.
That's worrying.
He's waving all the flags. Just not doing the do. Silly man.
So, there you go.
Right. Yeah, well, that's our new segment. Did you like it?
Yeah, I'd liked it.
Great segment.
What did you think, Bitsy?
Oh, who cares what you think?
She said she'd do Tracy Grimshaw.
Hello. Tracy's on our side.
Oh,
all right, Anna Corrin, whatever. Now, let's move on to the top or bottom with Melinda Buttle.
Yay.
The bottom whisperer.
You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
All right, it's time for top or bottom. Mel Buttle back with us once again. How are you, love?
I'm fantastic. I'm very excited. I was just in the back of the marina with Bitsy, so we've got into
Oh, wow.
over with, please.
Do leave the window down a little bit for her.
Yeah.
Leave the window down and a little bowl of water on the floor for her. So.
Bless. Right.
Oh, Betsy.
You've upset her now. What have you done?
Because the bowl of water didn't have a head on it. Just pissed off.
It's because the barina's just a little bit too small for the Alaskan
Malamute
that she represents.
No way to talk about her. She's actually a Jack Russell. She's just the size of an Alaskan Malamute.
She's big boned.
So are we all. Yeah.
Now,
so are we all.
Now, Mel, we have quite a couple for you this week because...
This is a big one, isn't it?
Yeah. This is a big one. We've started our new segment, which is Woodja.
And we kind of have a bit of a vested interest in the outcome of this particular one.
Woodja came about because one week we just started talking about rooting Hamish Blake and we all just agreed that
Woodja?
We would.
Yeah, I would.
Totes. We would. So we want you to tell us top or bottom, Hamish and Andy.
Okay, well, first of all, can I correct you there? I like to call them Lamish and Blandy.
Oh, my God, you're so grown up.
So this is an interesting one because I'm not sure what way you're all hoping this is going to go, but the facts of the matter are this. Their relationship, much like the rodeo, is Andy just basically lies there while Hamish does all the heavy lifting.
In fairness, I mean Hamish does do a lot of the zings and a lot of the interviews, and you know he tends to take care of the setups and most of the punchlines. But Andy is on air at the same time.
Yeah.
So you know.
No. Well, no. Maybe Andy's just basically in charge of the douching.
I don't know. Yeah, Andy just cleans up afterwards. Yeah. He just does the laundry.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. I don't know if you guys know this, but I had a chat to Hamish about it. And you know the nickname that Andy, that Hamish has, the nickname Hamish calls Andy's arsehole, the Caravan of Courage. You guys know this. You know their last Christmas special was broadcast live from inside Andy's cavernous arsehole.
I thought there was a bit of an echo.
Yeah, well, it's funny that you bring it up.
Like, Andy's really sporty, so I'll put it in case he's listening, I'll put it in language he can understand. Andy has never done a hammy. Yeah. I think, so what I'm saying is when they do pants on Friday, someone's pants are a little bit further off than the other person.
Hamish Blake top.
Top.
Blake is the top, Lee is the bottom.
I can't tell you how happy that's made me.
I can't tell you. Again, I just wanted to spoon. Not really interested in the sex thing. I just like the cuddles.
You old soft.
You lazy romantic, you.
How do you think I got this soft? It wasn't by doing anything.
Oh, you sleepy root.
Oh, well, Mel Buttle, thank you so much for deciphering who was top or bottom out of Hamish and Andy. It was, arse-opening.
I need to go and have a lie down on Hamish.
All right, thank you very much. You're both very welcome.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Mel.
Hamish and Andy.
So happy.
Wow.
So happy.
Wow.
It's just made my day.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm starting to go off him now.
Really?
He's really beardy at the moment. And I normally like beardy, but I don't like it on him.
Mm. Keep the faith, Adam. Keep the faith.
I don't think he'd make a fort if he had a beard.
Big call.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Oh, a fort's a deal breaker.
Fort's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
It's in a pillow fort, or it's not at all,
Amy. I love how we're getting fussy with straight. Yeah. Next week, we are going to the Gold Coast.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Should we get this cab to go there?
Let's get the cab to the Gold Coast.
We'll make Wes pay.
Yeah. Oh, man, he's going to have lockjaw.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay. Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out. Can we get on?
Poofcast.